Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. We are getting around and about in this house this morning. If anything tells you about how my morning is going, I tried to put the coffee pot back into the mug cabinet. No, no. No going outside. Oh, she was messing with the bean bag. That's who did that. She's so bad. Leave them bag of beans alone. Alright, anyway, so I tried to put the coffee pot into the mug cabinet this morning instead of back into the coffee pot. And that tells you how my day's going. Went to bed early last night. We didn't even get on another show because we didn't even get back until, I don't know how long we were gone for. We were very far away from home. Got my fingerprints done, so we'll see how everything goes. Should turn out okay. I go take the big test at my old school next week. So I've got some morning news lined up. We'll see if anyone shows up. If not, it's fine. Don't worry. I'll be back later. But we are definitely, we are just making headway here at Numbers. It's insane. So this morning in recent developments, in Italy, they started to share a diagram of what is the 5G chip that has been inserted in the vaccine. Turns out it's just a, a guitar pedal. For it's the MT2 gain, which is funny. That's just hilarious. This is where conspiracy theories are dangerous as fuck. And remember, guys, if you're laying in bed at night wondering why you weren't enough for that person you put so much time into, don't worry. Love yourself. Love yourself when you fuck up, when you make mistakes, when you talk too much, when you lose your way, when you react to things that don't deserve your attention, or you forget your intentions. Love your shadows, your wounds, and especially the things that you don't want to see. And fuck them. And just to remind everyone that they gave fucking tours of the Capitol to insurrectionists the day before. So that shit was a goddamn inside job. Now they're bitching about having to go through metal detectors, and guess who's bitching? GOP. Saying that it's unconstitutional. Well, now y'all know how high school students and middle school students and students of all ages alike feel. Suck it up, Buttercup, because y'all brought it on yourselves. I was sent a little reminder in the night, reading my fan mail this morning. When I wake up, first thing I do is I check my mail, because I know there's a ton of, I've got over 2,400 pieces of mail in my email special. That's a lot. That's a lot. That's more emails than I have listeners. But I got sent a picture here. And I feel like I want to paint something of the like. I'm a little bit inspired by it. It's a man walking down a railroad track. Talking about I should sit with more medicine. His shadow self is literally behind him saying, bro, fucking integrate me. It just speaks to me, you know? It's not a lot of things. Reminding everybody that off-duty police, firefighters under investigations in connection with the U.S. Capitol riot. Going back to the civil rights era, police officers and the Ku Klux Klan often worked hand in hand. And while we come a long way since then, there has been a persistent presence of active white supremacists and association with far-right militant groups within law enforcement. Most of the time when we are seeing black people be murdered by police officers, chances are they're probably a white supremacist or come from some. I'm going to start adding these memes that I get in the mornings when I have time to the show on the player, so that way you can see this shit. I got sent one where Trump's being told by Yoda, pathetic loser you are. Off you must fuck. This is the best. I've got some more here. And don't worry, if no one shows up for tarot, I'll just end my episode and come back later, because I got other stuff to do anyway. It's fucking, is today Friday or Thursday? No way. No way. It's fucking Friday already. Oh my god. I woke up not knowing what day it was. I did. I woke up not knowing what fucking day it was. I am very behind. Oh my god. No. My days are running into lights quickly. So strange. But if you want to rip the heart out of democracy, remember, you go after facts. And that's what modern authoritarians do. Step one, you lie all the time. Step two, you say it's your opponents and the journalists who lie. Step three, everyone looks around and says, what is truth? There is no truth. The resistance is impossible, and the game is over. But this is where I'm telling you right now, I don't believe a goddamn thing I'm told hardly, and I gotta just Google it, motherfuckers. Google it. And I just learned something interesting this week. The terms highbrow and lowbrow come from eugenics and the idea that rich white Europeans had higher brow ridges. It shocked me, but it's also not so much. It's crazy how much of our language is rooted in racism. And remember, when someone asks people, when I get asked how do I feel that people are supposed to make a living off minimum wage, like for instance in Texas, the minimum wage is $7.25. That's barbaric. Well, it's called the secret ingredient is crime. From gin and tacos. Media nitwits are like, wow, Trump sounded really contrite and defeated. And I'm like, yeah, that's what happens when the CIA finally sits you down and shows you a Kennedy assassination video from an angle no one has ever seen before. And let's remember, guys, we're not going to wake anybody else up anymore. We're basically at endgame. There are things that are about to start happening everywhere that's going to freak the shit out of people. Back away from trying to wake them up. They're comfortably asleep. they're where they want to be. And unfortunate as it is, this crap does hit the fan. They're going to look around and say, hey, why didn't someone say something? Well, we have been. You know? They have been. We have been. And I do want to say that every single death that was involved and a consequence of this half-assed coup from Meal Team 6 over here, almost every single death is oddly poetic and an ironic day for America. A cop got bashed in the head with a fire extinguisher by someone they let into the building who was also a Trumper. And he was a Trumper. Trumper killed by Trumpers. Former military vet gets shot after ignoring Secret Service agents telling them to stop advancing while wrapped in a Trump flag. Man has heart attack after tasering himself in the balls trying to steal a painting. Man who supports walls dies falling from climbing up a wall. Woman gets tread to death while holding a don't tread on me flag. It's absolutely just, it's beautiful. Trump got kicked off Twitter and all forms of media. I feel like I just had an orgasm. I wonder how many times he was like, I need to tweet something, or wanted to say some bullshit on Twitter and reached for his phone and then remembered, oh yeah, that's right. So before I end the show, I am today years old that I learned that pockets and dresses were phased out so women could prove they were not witches and carrying ill intentions and spells. This is why women love pockets and skirts and dresses now. We carry our spells and curses without purses and you won't see us coming. So we waited, we came, we saw, nobody showed up. That's totally fine. Y'all will come looking for me. And remember, things to do as a Brook Witch, copy all those spells you've been saving online into your grimoire, tidy up your altar if you have one, reset your crystals with new intentions, go on a walk in nature or city and reconnect with your environment's energy, meditate, look up upcoming moon phases and mark them in your journal planner, plan out your rituals and readings for them, purifying cleansing baths with just water. Go through your tarot journal and find any cards that keep popping up in your readings and do a stalker reading to figure out why the card is being a creeper. Now, these are just some things that I do when I'm broke as fuck, but want to progress with my craft. Now remember, guys and gals, if it doesn't bring you income, inspiration, or orgasms, it doesn't belong in your life. And that's the TV for this morning. And I'll be back on later tonight to see if anyone shows up. So I'll do a little ad. And, Jamie, why don't you use a new pick? That one, you're still like 500 pounds, bro. And that's the TO. Wear your mask, wash your hands, and Black Lives Matter. Fuck Donald Trump and the GOP. Bye!